In the name of Jesus, our Advent King. Amen. Jesus is the one who came from God, from heaven to earth. Today is the third Sunday in Advent. The pink rose candle is lit because today is called Gaudete, Rejoice Sunday, because of the epistle lesson that is always read the third Sunday in Advent from Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. We rejoice in the Lord in the middle of Advent because He rejoices over us. In the lesson in Zephaniah, the Lord, the King of Israel, your God, the Mighty One, rejoices over you and me. He is in our midst in the person of Christ. He saves us. He gives us gladness of heart. He quiets us with His love. He heals the lame and the outcast. He restores us. In the midst of a world of sorrow, we have joy. So as we today have the pink rose candle lit and rejoice in the Lord as we get near to Christmas, listen one more time to John, the messenger that goes before him. John is in prison, and so he who is a faithful minister of the Lord, who had denounced Herod, who took his sister-in-law as his wife, and for that John was thrown in prison, sends his disciples to the Lord. Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? The one who was to come is the Messiah. John knew that Jesus was the Messiah. He wanted his disciples to fully understand that John's work was about to end, and indeed, he would be beheaded by Herod, and the focus would be on the one whose way John prepared, Jesus. Jesus gave all of the proof that he needed and his disciples needed that he was the Messiah. Jesus had healed people of diseases and plagues and evil spirits and gave sight to the blind. Go tell John what you've seen and heard. Blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The miracles are the proof of Jesus' deity. He is the Son of God. He is the Son of Man. He is true God. He is true man. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the Messiah, the Christ. There are at least 300 overt messianic prophecies in the Old Testament that he fulfills. The facts give the proof. He is the one who is to come. He is the Messiah. And then Jesus says, tell John, the dead are raised up. We know that Jesus would later tell Mary and Martha that he is the resurrection and the life, that he has power over death. The dead are raised. Think of that. Only God can raise the dead. His Son from heaven can raise the dead. There are several examples of this in the Gospels. The most amazing one will come in John 11 and 12 when Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And Lazarus comes walking out still with the burial clothes on. Then in Mark, Matthew, and Luke, the ruler of the people tells Jesus about his daughter who has died and asks him to come to the house. Jesus comes in the house and says, Talitha cum, the 12-year-old girl, rises up. He says, give her something to eat. And the amazed crowd saw him raise a 12-year-old girl from the dead. There's the widow of Nain. Her son is being carried on a pallet out of the city to be buried. And Jesus has mercy on this widow. He says, "Stand up." And the man sits up on the funeral pallet and begins to speak, to the utter astonishment of the crowd. Only God has power over death. Jesus has power over death. Therefore, Jesus is God. You don't need to be afraid of anything or anyone. This Jesus who heals us, who raises the dead, who will raise us on the last day, is for you and who is with you. You need to fear nothing. He is the Messiah, the one that was promised. No matter what happens to you, you and I have joy and we rejoice in this one. And Jesus says, "Tell John the poor have good news preached to them." Good news is the gospel. Gospel is good news. Whether we be poor in body or spirit, this gospel has been preached to us, this good news. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me. This is the good news that we proclaim at Advent and Christmas. Jesus has come from God's face, way from heaven to earth, so that we have the way from earth to heaven. The kingdom of God is present in the person of Christ. In his incarnation, in the womb of Mary, the king is present. In his death upon the cross, the king died in our place. In his resurrection, the king leads the way for our resurrection. And his ascension to the right hand of God as our intercessor, the king on his throne, is preparing the way for us to join him. We are justified by grace because King Jesus gave his life on the cross as a substitute for us, his subjects. The king is our righteousness. The king brings us the kingdom of God. This fearless prophet, John the Baptist, didn't wear splendid clothes. He was the greatest man who ever lived. He was a messenger who prepared the way for the Lord. On this third Sunday in Advent, as next week, the fourth Sunday in Advent, we sing, O come, Emmanuel. Rejoice in Jesus. Rejoice that despite the woes of this world, we are not offended by the gospel of Christ. Jesus is the one who is to come, the Messiah, who came for the Jews first and then us Gentiles. John the Baptist prepares the way of the Lord for his first coming at Bethlehem, for his second coming in the glory on the last day. Listen to John and prepare the way of the Lord in your own life. Rejoice today, the Latin gaudete, rejoice during Advent. We prepare the way for Christmas next week in his first coming. As we prepare the way for his glorious return in the second coming, Jesus is the one who came from God. Rejoice today in the joy that only Jesus Christ can give. To him be glory forever. Amen. May this peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds. In faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.